This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Storms that dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes killed at least 21 people in small towns and big cities across the U.S. South and Midwest. They tore a path through the Arkansas Capitol and collapsed the roof of a packed concert venue in Illinois. People throughout the region were stunned with the damage's scope. Confirmed or suspected tornadoes in at least 8 states destroyed homes and businesses, splintered trees, and lay waste to neighborhoods across a broad swath of the country. The dead included 7 in one Tennessee county, 4 in the small town of Wynn, Arkansas, 4 in Illinois, and 3 in nearby Sullivan, Indiana. Other deaths were reported in Alabama and Mississippi, along with 1 near Little Rock, Arkansas. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested a controversial plan to revamp the country's legal system on Saturday, despite Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's suspension of the changes earlier in the week. The protesters gathered Saturday in Tel Aviv for the 13th weekly demonstration, raising Israeli flags and banners against plans to weaken the Supreme Court. The protests have been going on since Netanyahu's government, the most right-wing in Israel's history, introduced the changes. But Monday, Netanyahu delayed the overhaul plan that deeply divided Israelis, saying he wanted to avoid civil war by making time to seek a compromise with political opponents. Protest organizers, however, vowed to keep up the pressure, calling for the plans to be scrapped. Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces have said they will delay the signing of an agreement to usher in a civilian government. The postponement of the signing comes as key security reform negotiations between the Sudanese army and the country's powerful paramilitary forces appear to have reached a deadlock.